Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Is this true? That was weak. You know who said this, don't you? Okay, is it true? Whether you understand it or not, it's true. But you know, one definition of this word hate, if you look it up in Strong's Concordance, one definition of the word hate is literally to love less. It's a comparative thing. To love less. Is God telling us that we are to hate our family?
No.
Certainly not. Certainly not. Well then, how are we to understand this? Two things, and you'll see one aspect of what I've just told you, and then the fullness of the use of the word. Look at the whole thing. If any man come to me and hate not his father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. What's he talking about? Anything or anybody that you love more than him. Anything or anybody that would hold you out and prevent you from following God and doing His will for your life, you ought to despise the hindrance. Did you hear me? You'll see as we go on further, you must make a decision, you must make a choice, and you must count the cost. Right? If daddy wants you to go this way and the Lord wants you to go the other way, you must love daddy less. Did you hear me? Then you love the Lord. And you must actually detest and despise, not that you're, you know, just hating the person of your father, but you must despise anything that would hold you back from serving God. Amen? Must be very strongly and not vacillate, not waver about it. No man can serve two masters. If your wife is your Lord, then Jesus is not. If your mama is your Lord and runs your life, then Jesus does not. If you run your own life, then Jesus does not. Right? That's what he's talking about. Now keep reading though, and you see this all goes together. Keep reading. For, verse 28, for, that means it all goes together, for which of you, intending to build a tower, sits not down first and what? Counteth the cost. Counts the cost. Whether he have sufficient to finish it. Lest haply, after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it. Now that's the second time he uses that word, finish it. All that behold it begin to mock and say, this man began to build and was not able to. Third time. I understand any time the Bible repeats something three times, you better wake up. What's he talking about? Finishing. 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 Now this has application to finishing your course for Jesus. Finishing the plan he has for your life. But it applies to every other area too, along the way, including physical things. We're starting some things here, aren't we? We're starting towards some physical goals. We're starting towards some financial goals. We're starting towards some spiritual goals. And what is the will of God? That we finish it, right? How many times? People have made all kind of New Year's resolutions, had all kind of good intentions, all kind of plans about what they were going to do, but they did not finish. We're going to believe God and give this to the church, but it never happened. We're going to reach this physical goal, but it never happened. We're going to do this or that, but they never finished it. According to this passage, why did they not finish it? They did not count the cost and you know, understandably, make the necessary commitment to it. They didn't count the cost. And this is why people fail to reach goals, whether it's financial, physical, whatever. People fail to reach goals because they don't count the cost. Now, when you're counting the cost, you're being honest with yourself about what it's going to take to do this. Right? What's it going to take to be a Christian? Somebody says, salvation is free. It is free. But didn't the Bible tell us, we just got through reading, in order to be His disciple, what's it going to cost you? Everything. Right? You got to be willing to leave mama, to leave daddy, to leave brother, to leave sister, to leave your own thoughts, to leave your own vision, your own desires. It's going to cost you that kind of commitment. Isn't it? I don't think this is preached enough nowadays. Maybe I'll preach more about it. We live in a generation of uncommitted folk. They want it if it's easy. They want it if it'll happen by next week. But no, friend, we're in this for the long haul. Amen. We are, how many are committed to serving Jesus with your life? Whatever it takes. Huh? Are you willing to pay any price? Including your own blood? That was weak. I'm gonna give you a chance to stir up a little bit more about it. Do you love the Lord Jesus?
Yes.
With all your heart,
yes.
All your soul,
yes.
All your mind,
yes.
All your strength.
Yes.
Are you willing to do what He tells you to do?
Yes.
If it takes all your money,
yes.
All your time,
yes.
Your life,
yes.
Are you willing?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the kind of cost, price, you've got to be willing to pay. He said, if you're not willing to pay that, which is all, you can't be my disciple. Didn't He say that?
Yes.
Study it out. I mean, He says it repeatedly. Well, salvation is free. It is, as far as He paid the price. It's free to us, but being a Christian requires commitment. Doesn't it? Well, that's true concerning the biggest of things. But it's true concerning, say, reaching a physical goal. Now, you understand, we talk about losing a few pounds or adding some muscle or whatever, but this is just one example of a huge area. This applies to all kind of things. I say somebody's going to quit drinking. Somebody's going to quit doing drugs. Somebody's going to quit sleeping around. I don't care what it is. You're talking about controlling your flesh. Why do people, they got high again, they acted a fool, and they feel so bad. They're condemned. They're sick. They're hugging the toilet and throwing up. Please, God, if You'll forgive me and help me, I will never do this again. And next weekend, hugging the toilet. Yeah. That has happened again and again and again. Watch a bunch of pornography for 4 hours. Please, God, forgive me. I'm sorry. If You'll forgive me, do it again next week. Do it again next week. Why? Why? They didn't count the cost. And they weren't willing to pay what it cost to get it done. Did you hear me? Okay, let's make it as simple as losing 10 pounds. Principle is the same if you lose 10 pounds of fat or 200 pounds of fat. Principle is the same. You're going to lose 10 pounds of fat. It's going to cost you something. Right? What's it going to cost you? Help me out now. What's it going to cost you? Come on, speak up. Help me out. What's it going to help? Cost you donuts? Cost you some cookies? Huh? Cost you some pie? What? Cost you some potato chips? Cost you having to exercise? Huh? Is it going to cost you? If it didn't cost you anything, everybody'd already have it. But it's going to cost you something. Right? Here's the issue. Are you willing to pay what it costs? And we got here comes humility again. Now we got to be honest with ourselves. If we haven't reached the goal in 5 years, 10 years, 30 years, we got to be willing to admit we have not been willing to pay that price. It's midnight. We had a big dinner, but there's a chocolate cake in the kitchen calling our name. We know we shouldn't eat a big piece of chocolate cake at midnight, but our flesh wants a piece of chocolate cake. You know you shouldn't eat the chocolate cake. Now, sometimes it's all right to eat the chocolate cake, but I'm talking about in this particular time, in your heart, you know you shouldn't eat the cake tonight. But you go ahead and eat it. What did you just do? You made a decision. You decided, I would rather have this chocolate cake than to get in that dress. I would rather have this chocolate cake than to feel good about myself physically. You made a decision. You chose that instead of the other. Right? Right? Let's be honest with ourselves now. I want to get out of debt and I want to give more to the kingdom. But something comes up and your flesh wants it and you're already head over heels in debt. But you know you shouldn't get it. You know you shouldn't go in debt for it. But you go ahead and sign that paperwork for, 900 easy payments. What'd you just do? You decided you would rather satisfy your flesh right now than keep your heart's commitment to give more to the kingdom. You put off your prosperity. You postpone getting out of debt. You push it off into the future. You made a decision. Right? And then people come in and cry and say, the devil's attacking my finances. The devil. Hey, he's just laughing while you messed yourself up. We make decisions every day of our life, right? Our decisions from the past are why we are where we are right now and have what we have right now or don't have what we don't have right now. It is the cumulative effect of the decisions we've made last year and 10 years ago, right? Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Counting the Cost, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R123. That's R123. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.